To the untrained eye, a pile of rusted rubble in the Everglades probably doesn't say much. But for some, the collection of scrap tells the story of something that once soared the skies. Two planes were found in western Broward this month, one from a 1947 crash, the other from a 1955 crash. Andy Morocco is president of AeroQuest, a group of self-described wreck chasers that found the planes. He says the Everglades is a particularly fertile graveyard.
It actually plays a pretty important role as far as camouflaging these planes. You know, Florida at one time was home to many World War II training facilities. So it was just a matter of time before some of these maneuvers became dangerous, and they were doing them out in areas that there wasn't much population.
How does one find these forgotten planes, you might ask?
Google Earth.
Among other things, like flight records or crash reports. If you come across any of these planes, though, keep in mind you're not supposed to take anything. They're still owned by the military. But chances are, they're not going anywhere until the Air Force decides to pull them out. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.